Well,
welcome. You ready, Ron?
I'm always ready.
let's do it together.
Okay, well, I just needed to hit the levels. That's why I needed you to speak
Start? Are we having another faltering start?
Always. That's the beauty of our show.
Are we both on together now?
Yes.
So let's do it together. One, two, three, four. Welcome. Come on, we're doing this together.
Hold on now. You're together and my together, just not together yet, okay?
Well, in case you guys who are wondering who that cackling laugh is, that is the jerk that runs Login Service.
Thank you.
Don Newsom. And he doesn't care that I call him a jerk. He's not really a jerk. I wanted to see if he cares.
No, I don't really give a darn.
That's
really.
Right. And this is his idiot partner, Winfrey. And we are having another episode of the Don and Win Show.
And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Stay tuned while we all go to the bathroom, right? Take a bathroom break. Did you go to the bathroom before our show, Don?
Yeah, you know, I did. And, you know, every show we put on is a bit different because, you know, Wynn's so busy. He leads a very chaotic life, and mine is very busy as well. So we never – it's not like we come on this show and plan anything. In fact, Wynn and I, we talk a lot during the week when we need to, but most times we'll call up, and it'll be a few minutes before the show, and – now we're on the air.
Well, the idea is creating out of chaos, right? And
correct.
So we have to take this moment, this flow, out of chaos and turn it into something, right?
That's right.
It has to become something from nothing. Therefore, everyone who's listening is part of the creation of the spontaneity of what's going to happen next. What is going to happen next? Which is a little bit like life in 2006, right? Is what is going to happen next? It's this great, probably the greatest drama in the history of mankind unfolding before our eyes.
That you need to let go of.
Huh?
That you kind of need to let go of, too.
Well, it is what it is,
yeah.
But we're here for a ride. And each of us, at least in my cosmology, each of us is an extension of all that is compressed into this tiny body on planet Earth. Do you go along with that, Don? Is that okay? Explanation?
Keep going.
We're each an extension of all that is. In other words, each of us is, in fact, everything, except we don't know it, and we're compressed. And we're into this tiny body, and the goal is how much can we uncompress during the Don and Win Show? That's the challenge. Can we uncompress a little bit? Can I uncompress? Can Don uncompress? And can you uncompress? And can we get into a bigger space in the matrix than we normally occupy? Or can we recreate the next hour from chaos into something unique and different that can change our relationship to life? That is the challenge. Can we do that? Can we do that, Don?
We can, Wim.
So where do we have to go to do that? So I called you up earlier. You know, I did a conference call this morning, and we were talking about the shadow. And the shadow, if we're all that is, and then we're compressed into a body, the shadow is probably the one part of us, perhaps, that keeps us in the illusion that we're just small, puny bodies that are going to die. And we all have our shadow side. And do you have a shadow side, Don?
I don't think so. I'm sure there's things in there that I need to address, but do I have a shadow side per se? I don't think so.
I'll bet you do.
I mean, maybe I do.
Of course you do.
Sure, I mean, there's things in my life that need to be worked on, no doubt.
Yeah, like, I want our listening audience to think about their shadow, okay? If they can identify it. And if anyone wants a call...
You're talking in the cosmetic sense, or the cosmic sense?
Well,
that we're all part of the, you know, everything, the good and the bad?
Well,
I can understand what you're saying.
But yeah, but it all, you know, we're all part of everything, but it always comes down to some kind of manifestation in our own life experience. Somewhere, we manifest something in our daily life that would represent our shadow side. And coming to grips with it is a big deal.
You would have to say that every child that comes in here that's born, that immediately upon being born, looks at its environment and what it's born into and says, that's my shadow side?
Well, I don't think he says that.
Yeah, but is every, it? Is it?
Every
really?
Child, every child that's born.
It's like I'm a. It's like you're saying that I'm born with sin.
Well, every no, no. You know what? At the moment a child is born, I don't believe he's born with sin, but I think that what happens is, on some level,
that he's got a shadow side. I see what you're saying.
On some level,
yeah, he's got issues.
His parents, his society. As soon as you start relating to the physical world, you start reflecting what's here.
Sure.
And so, especially when you're a child, you internalize things.
That's
right. You internalize the belief system of your parents, of society.
Exactly.
It's very subtle. Before you know it, you're 10 or 12 years old, and you have all these preconditions that even when you hear things that open you up to what maybe is a higher truth, your preconditions are still there, okay?
Sure.
Your animal side is still there. The things your parents taught you, the things you learned in school. And right now, all those things are coming to the surface for people because of what's happening on our planet. So individually, if we can work on our shadow sides, then we can tap into a bigger cosmology.
Well, what you're really saying is if we can clean up our own house. Right?
Well, how do you do that?
Isn't that really what you're saying?
In a way,
if we can clean up our own house, our own thoughts, our own minds, our own deeds, our own actions, and take responsibility, then yeah.
Well, I don't even know if I like the word clean up, because clean up...
Well, in a way, it's meeting your shadow side, bringing it to the truth.
Cleaning up makes your shadow wrong, and part of the one thing of dealing with your shadow...
No, cleaning up does not make it wrong. It means you have choices, and you choose those choices, what goes in, what goes out. It's very simple.
Well, I disagree here, okay? Because I think that for most people, the shadow side of a person is far removed from their conscious mind. And so if it's far removed from it, the choice is not very easy to make. In other words, for example, you can have your shadow side, and you don't even know it's running you. The first thing is to, like, notice it, and not just to choose, but to notice it, to start noticing what your shadow side is bringing up.
Exactly, and then take a look at it, a deep look at it.
And then the next thing is to accept it.
Yeah.
You don't change it by rejecting it.
I agree.
And then through the process of accepting it, noticing it, you then, over a period of time, cause it to change, cause it to let go its grip on you, okay? And so we all have different things. We all have come from different parents. We've all got different past lifetimes, for example, that are holding compressed energy somehow in our systems, and that we keep repeating the patterns of and don't even know we're repeating it. We bring in the same people from those past lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And we have new opportunities and new opportunities to deal with the old situations differently. And when they keep coming back, okay?
Well said.
So,
Well said.
What is your shadow? What would you say is a repeating? What can you identify? I'm going to confess too, okay?
You mean I got to do it on the air?
Yeah, I mean, this is like you got to go really deep.
Okay.
You know, you can. I don't believe you can be in this body and not have a shadow. Okay. Maybe I should just give an overview of what I think shadows are. Okay. For like common ways that almost everybody has some element of it. All right. Is that okay?
Sure.
And you can add something to it.
I think
here are some of the qualities of the shadow side. Fear. All right? Fear is probably one of the major ones. And I think fear comes from lifetime after lifetime of dying and being afraid of death and having deaths maybe that were not very pleasant and that it's internalized in the organism. So when you come out, you're afraid of dying. You're afraid of your family dying. You're afraid of being tortured. Somebody self-conscious, afraid of, you know, it's in there. It's built into the system. So fear is probably...
And it's very well built into the system.
Pardon me?
And it's well built into the system.
It's well built into the system and it's subtle, okay?
Yes.
It does
its job.
Another part of the shadows, another quality of the shadow would be... possessiveness, okay?
Yeah, but it's always fear.
Another one would be victim. People are doing things to me. Victimization, all right? I mean, for a large part
loneliness.
Of
loneliness.
Loneliness. Alienated. Financially burdened.
Spiritually bereft.
Why don't we say impoverishment? Now, of course, we create that. And
even seriously ill.
And illness, yeah. Creating distortions in your matrix that affect your body. So then we all have these shadow things on some level, right? And I want to go through them on this show and see if we can't find the tools to recreate one's matrix to help alleviate the beginning steps of freeing oneself from their shadow, in which case they'll expand into a bigger space. All right?
Okay.
That's a big...
Tall order.
That's a tall order. And I don't know if we'll do it, but I thought, you know, it's a really good... challenge to say, let's see if we can do it.
Let's do it.
And see if we can't get some of our listeners who are willing to expose themselves. They can be anonymous. You can don't have to say who you are. You can just say you're a male from this and this is your shadow side. And we'll talk to them. We'll talk to them on the air. I don't know if it, people don't like to expose their shadows. You know why? Do you know why?
You know, out of fear.
Well, because...
That's the funny vicious circle about that.
Yeah, out of fear. Well, another thing, in this realm, we are conditioned to want to look good. So, I mean, we want people to see us in the best light. So we use deodorant. I'm not saying you shouldn't use deodorant. We don't want anyone to know our body smells. We don't want anyone to know we're lonely, even if we are. We can't walk around and meet somebody new and say, "Hey, I'm lonely." People are afraid of that. We don't want to show our weakness. We don't want to show that we don't have our impoverishment. We don't want to show it. And of course, you don't want to wear it like a scarlet letter, like, "Hi, you know, you don't need a T-shirt that says, I'm lonely. What are you?" But yet, on some
Why
level...
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Well, maybe it's a good idea. you know?
You know, maybe if people express themselves more deeply, they could release it. Maybe if people took, you know, like express themselves for their outrage of what's going on throughout the world in our government with these, and with, you know, the killing of the animals. And I mean, if they expressed it more deeply,
yeah,
then maybe, you know, we'd get a lot more done just by the power of that expression.
Well, I think that's true. But you know what? Somebody's got to take the first step.
No.
Somebody has to be courageous.
Why does it always have to? Somebody has to take the first step.
I don't believe that at all. Well, I mean, somebody
it's
has
like,
to
set, okay, I've set
an example.
The first step. That's, I mean.
I mean, the first step.
Everybody should be lined up. I mean, there should, yeah.
Tell me about your shadow, Don. Take a deep breath. Come on. Do you care what our listeners think of you?
Not a bit.
Do you care what your hosts think of you?
Well, you know, see, now that's a twofold question. When I mean do I care what they think of me, I would hope they would think of me dearly and lovingly.
Mm-hmm.
But am I in any way going to
make them feel that way?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to make anybody feel any way.
Do you have anger, Don?
I don't have anger issues much anymore.
Did you used to?
Yes.
How did your anger express itself?
Sometimes violent.
Violently?
Well, you know, when you're a teenager.
Did you get into fights?
Not really, but just dumb things, you know. Uh-huh. It's just when you go kicking something or punching a wall, you know what I mean, and break a knuckle and it never heals, you know, stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, you never.
I've learned to deal with my angers, and there's very few left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing I may get a couple pet peeves now, but anger, really, no. I don't find it useful, and so I don't keep it.
Do you get lonely ever?
No.
You have a family and kids, right?
Yeah.
And a brother.
That's great.
Right?
You're right.
Does anything ever scare you?
No. Not anymore.
Nothing.
Correct.
So where do you think your shadow is?
Well, there's attachments. And sometimes these are personal shadow issues.
Attachments? You get attached to something?
Well, there's attachments. There's things that you need to... There's a point when you get inside yourself, there's a few remaining things you want to kick out. And those are things that are part of internalizing and growing, and some of those things are attachments.
Well,
and I'm not saying attachments to I guess the physical would be the best way of putting it.
You mean in terms of nice things in the physical?
No, that's not what I said. All I said was attachments to the physical. I'll leave it at that.
You don't want to give an example?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
But, you know, there's...
Attachments to your parents, for example?
I love them so deeply, I would never, ever, in a million years...
Of course you're attached
try
to them.
Try to hold them here.
Yeah.
I would grieve, I know I would, but I would let it go, and I would...
Mm-hmm.
I'd be so blissfully happy for them because I would feel them. They, you know, it's funny. They'll be with me stronger than they are now. They
mm-hmm.
just they may not realize that yet, but I do.
I love your mother. I don't know
I
your
do.
Dad.
They're both dear.
Maybe she's listening now. Hi, Hildy, if you're listening. I'm grilling your son tonight. I'm giving him a hard time, but he'll probably start to give me a hard time. So. It's even.
See, death is just a matter of rebirth, and it's a transition.
Mm-hmm.
There is no room for fears, folks. I mean, if you're still living in world, if you're listening to the Don and Wind show and you're still living in a world that's fearful, boy, you better keep listening. You need to keep listening. Keep coming back.
Now, I know some people who have things where they have people around them that are suffering, and they identify with those people.
Sure they do.
And they, even though they may not be suffering,
they take on their...
They start to suffer because the people around them are suffering.
Sure, that's empaths of one form or another.
Yeah. So, then we have our bigger shadow, our collective shadow, which is...
Is a doozy.
A doozy, right. Our collective shadow.
The veil.
What's going on our planet, the negative side.
Some people would even term that collective shadow the veil.
Well, now, actually, I don't think so. I know,
but some people would. Now,
yeah.
I don't know yet enough, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't say yes or no on that.
Now, you know, one thing that's kind of interesting in the raw material of Carla Rucker, and as those that are listening for the first time, I happen to be a student and an experiencer of what I call interdimensional communication, where I know that there's intelligences on the other side of the veil that seem to have our evolution and our best interests at heart, and that try to communicate through to us and have a hard time doing it. And Carla Rucker is a person who channeled, and if anyone wants to look her up, we did an interview with her that's fascinating, that's in our archives, and she has a website, llresearch.org, and she channeled this voice that identified itself as a social memory complex or a group soul. And for 5 years, some of the most deepest questions were asked. And the name of that group soul is Ra, and allegedly the same group soul is speaking through David Wilcock in my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Now, the way Ra describes it is that the way creation works is there was an original one infinite creator, and then all these subsets. And each subset would create the realm that it was in charge of, and the rules of that realm, and that many of the rules that we're in right now, or things that are happening, may have been part of some kind of design at one point. It also may have gotten out of hand, but the idea was that the goal of life, really, from the highest perspective,
it never got out of hand, because at that point you'd have to insinuate that somehow the whole became kind of insane.
Well,
it never did.
I'm not so sure about that. Because you see,
good question. In fact, you're being so adamant about it, I'd like to know the answer to that too.
Yeah, well,
but it's an interesting thing you pose.
I mean, in some of the channelings we did, they seem to indicate that it got out of hand, out of control.
Well, in many instances, on many threads, I think evolution's gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
But the outcome is quite certain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though it changes, there are certain, you know, I think we're entering certain cycles where there are certain outcomes that are fairly certain.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that those closing cycles would demand that. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Maybe we have a caller.
Hello.
Well, it looks like we have a caller, folks.
We do.
Probably your mother?
Yes.
Is that your mother?
Ouch. Hold on. We will bear with
you. Okay, guys. This is our normal...
Hello?
This is Don making all kinds of funny noises, okay?
What is going on with the deal?
Who are you speaking to now?
To Win.
No, I know who I am. Who are you?
Are you Win?
Is this Toby?
Well, I love you too.
I love you too.
Can I bring a dark side of mine?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Can everybody hear each other okay?
I can hear, yeah.
It almost sounds like musical.
My shadow.
Whoa.
If you speak of shadow, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hold on, wait. Everybody, just for a second, please.
Okay. My shadow is that I fear that Don works way too much and doesn't spend enough time with his family.
Don works too much. And so your shadow is involved with Don, right?
That's Don, yeah. And Doug works just as hard, and he should take a little time off once in a while.
Uh-huh.
They are both killing themselves. I know they are doing it for a good reason in their mind, but they have to look after themselves in order to keep the good works up. Right?
That's right.
Are you agreeing with me?
I think people actually end up creating more when they keep themselves... The happier you are, the easier it is to make things happen in the world.
Well,
yes. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, I know if you love your work.
Yes.
But you also have to think of family and friends, and that you have to spend quality time with them too. And you have to find and make room for that. And that is my fear, that they both are not quite doing enough of that. Even so, it doesn't always take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my shadow. That's my fear.
Oh, that was a beauty.
I hang up now and let you continue, but I thought I'll bring up my shadow side.
Well, I thank you for sharing
that.
Now, Hildy?
Yes?
Now, you're supposed to let go of that, though. You can notice that, but don't...
I'll let go of that when I see some action on it.
You're going to make... Don, you're responsible for your mother's shadow. Does that make you feel guilty?
Not a bit.
Not a bit?
Not a bit.
Well, that's
hey,
good.
Hey, I love you all.
I love you too, brother. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye now.
Boy, I was trying to get the volumes up, and I couldn't quite do it correctly.
So do any of you all out there want to talk about your shadow? Let's have a phone call. I don't think anyone will call. But you don't have to say your name. No one will know who you are. Well, let's see.
Talking about your personal shadow side, that's rough, you know, because there are, you know, especially the darker ones, that's really what people are, I think a lot of people in today's world are dealing with exactly what you're talking about.
I know, that's why I wanted to bring it up. I think, see, the problem with shadow stuff is it's, you and I have had this dialogue before, and I think you've come to at least view it. Sometimes you're like Siddhartha, you know, who's living in the prince's palace, and you say things like, well, everything is love, it's just all this, it's all that. And in the place you're sitting in, I think that's true. And yet when you go into the outer environs, people are going through hell of sorts.
Agreed.
And you tell them everything is love, and they say, but.
There are a few that actually get it.
Yeah, well, that's why we're talking about it, because it's a process. Going through your shadow side is a process. It does not disappear in a flash. Now, theoretically, it could disappear in a flash, but for most people, it doesn't.
And you know how you get rid of it easiest? Every day, if you're walking in fear, every day, immediately when you feel fear, you feel that emotion,
mm-hmm.
look at it.
Yeah, let
it
come up.
In the brain, let it come up and say, why do I feel this? And in fact, there was a great interview, the last interview was talking all about this. It was a beautiful one by with Rochelle Sparrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are thinking the exact same thing. I agree. It's the way to go. Yeah. Take a look at the fears. Bring them up. Bring them out. Get rid of them.
Now, you know, one of the things that I'm working with are these group souls that actually can communicate with people. And they can actually, even if you're all alone, I've asked these questions because it's a fascinating experience where, what does it mean to have a group soul communicate with you?
It means they're going to help you.
It means they come in. They can come in as energy if you ask them.
Yep.
Even if no one else is around. I mean, it sounds like, you know, people will say, oh, that sounds like the old religious thing. It's not really.
That's right.
They exist. You exist on the other side of the veil as energy, and so do they. And that they can connect with your energy and help change your space. And, you know, those are those people who have been listening to our show for a long time.
You know,
when we do the calling in of the light at the end, we invite the presence of those positive sources.
Well,
and a lot of people,
you know,
notice something.
I want to say something because this feels important.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make it simple because I know we always take the yin and the yang a little bit sometimes, you and I.
Yeah.
But if people would just ask, because to me it seems that these energies are here for the asking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you state right now in your heart,
mm-hmm.
I want to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I want change. I want something better. And you
mm-hmm.
list those things in your mind that you want. And you say, I want to become aware. I want to know who I am. I want your help. I accept your help, and I request it of you. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to be there, and they're going to find things in your life, synchronistic things, books, places, people, words, conversations. I mean, it's all going to start hitting you, and then you can build. They're going to build a framework that you'll start to understand who you really are. You know, because they'll start to dispel the illusions. You really want to, you know, it's hard to kind of put into words, but it really is there for the asking. It's not that difficult. If you ask for it and intend for it to happen, and you know it's going to happen, then you don't have any worries.
Well, you know, part of my job, in the biggest sense, is to create the belief system. I hate to use the word belief system. Create the enough idea that it really works this way and that they're there. Because I think that for a large majority of people, they don't think anything's there. And they think that this is all there is. And I've had such amazing experiences, and I'm still having them, that I am in the position to say, if this happened to me, how do you explain this? There has to be something there. There has to be. Now, I'm not going through my experiences. We've done that before. But if you're checking in, go to Conversations with My Girlfriend, and it tells the story of how these...
You know, I'd like to know about
how these beings came in and did miracles and...
When?
And proved to me, who is a hard-nosed, logical person that says, show me, prove to me that they're real.
Let's ask our audience, in fact, because I don't know whether I'm correct in this or not, but I think that some of these people who've been listening have been seeing that change in them
mm-hmm.
and outside of themselves as well. I'd love to know from our audience how lives are changing. I mean, nobody writes and says, you know, I was you know, a mean bully, and I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I now have woken up and I take out the garbage and my life's changed. Or somebody that says, you know, I've woken up and this is how I've unfolded. And
mm-hmm.
it'd be nice to know if people would write into us.
If anyone wants to call, what's the phone number they're supposed to call? Let's say it.
What is it? 877. 876-5227.
877-876-5227. You know, I just opened up my little Elohim question and answer booklet.
Oh, I love that
book. And And it's, I mean, actually, the Elohim answered exactly what you said. I said, I asked the question, in the course of one's daily activities, are there techniques that a person can use as they go to work, as they spend time with their family, to feel the connection with the higher dimensions while they're doing their ordinary functions? That was the question. And they answered, we are there for the asking. You have to but ask, and we will be there.
Exactly.
We feel your need and can surround and support you at times during the day when our support is needed to carry you successfully through a daily task.
That's right. People just get, release your complicated minds.
Listen.
Release the complexities of life. Let it go. Start bringing that joy into it. And really, it's a way to let go of yourself and become who you really are. And I know you've heard it a million times and from a million people, but it's just, you know, the reason that point is being driven into you by so many wonderful people on our network and all around the world, I'm sure, is because it's true. There is an easier way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the easiest way in the world.
Here's another comment by the Elohim. In the third density, one tends to think in terms of one thing at a time, literally. But on the other side, many things can be done at once. It is not time dependent. We can be many places. We are guided by energies. We know when one is ready to receive us. We are able to multitask on some assignments, depending upon the need of an area, by assigning a section of our group into that area. I mean,
it's beautiful.
Really, I know this is true. You know, I know, I've watched the people that have been coming into my conference calls, that have been listening to the channelings. They have been changing. They really have had deep changes going on.
I just got to give everybody a hand, too, because those changes you're talking about,
yeah,
it's working. Don't you feel it? Come on, people. When you're quiet, you're sitting down, and you're meditating, you're just quiet. Don't you feel the energy? Don't you feel it's a change? Don't you feel it brings beautiful things? Don't you feel it's already here? It's enveloped the earth. With it is just good tidings and healing and love. And believe me, regardless, I think, of what you think, if you can just sit down and become awake to that. Oh, folks, it's like a river. And and you can just be a part of it instead of being trapped in it. It's, you know, you're in a play anyways. It's all a wonderful, beautiful illusion. We all came here to dance. You know, it should be one of joy.
You know, if anyone makes the request, and they email me, I will send them by email the PDF file of these questions to the Elohim, and just absolutely free. And I have people that are reading this that are just blowing their minds, because if I have it correct, this is like the current verbal messages from the force that's been one of the oversouls for our planet throughout millennium, and they're explaining things like how they work with us, how they created this realm, money and sex, earth changes, passing over, how prayers and miracles work, and ascension. And so send me an email and say, Wynn, send me the questions and answers with the Elohim. And I'm not going to try to put you on a junk mail list or sell your email to anyone. I'm just going to send this to you. And I might invite you to my conference call, where people who are serious on working on themselves seem to be having really profound changes go on as a result of checking into it. And what's my email? Wynn@blogginservice.com. Is that right? I believe so.
Yes, correct.
Wynn@blogginservice.com.
Correct. Although the email, for some reason, folks, my email hasn't worked in a couple of days. Well, almost. It's been a little day and an hour, I think.
It's not working right now?
No, not the blogging service mail server.
Well, you can also reach me at winfree@yahoo.com. And what a great deal. I'm going to send you the Elohim questions and answers just for the asking.
I've read it, haven't I?
You have, yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. Amazing, and, amazing.
I mean, sometimes when you read it, their energy is in the
it's
words.
It's amazing. It's amazing stuff. Because if people would just read it, they could go, it might hit their, I mean, they might start feeling some triggers.
Yeah.
Really, that's what we're all about, BBS Radio, is we're just trying to feed your triggers, folks. Just maybe something will stick.
Well, we sure need it right now on the planet.
I put that article up about the whales.
The whales?
You know, and I heard a little bit more. And you know, I love Mick and Sylvie Avery with Spirit's Work. You guys can listen to them every Monday, of course, and Thursday.
Mick and Sylvia, they were on our show last week,
yes,
right?
And they keep sending me these articles, and they explain to me a bit more what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And how the agreements are being made by the Japanese, even though they got 4,000 tons of whale meat, they're trying to build agreements in so it's be served to kids. So they
Don,
get
that phone. Somebody's actually calling us. No. This is probably Don's aunt.
Oh, hey, all right, Karen, let's get you on.
See, the idea is we want to pull you in with us. We don't want to entertain you. You are me. You're us. We're going through this collectively.
Okay, we got Karen from Ohio.
John.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, John. Do I know you?
Yes, Karen in Ohio. And you keep talking about changes people are going through, and I thought, well, I could call and attest to what's been happening to me.
So what's been happening to you?
That since tuning into your show and participating in your conference calls, I've been going through like warp speed of going through stuff, and I've seen all kinds of changes in my life and the people around me for the good, positive.
You know, is this a big thing calling in on the show?
For me?
Yeah.
Yes. You know it is.
Were you nervous before you called?
No, I wasn't. Amazingly.
No?
Good.
Very calm.
I am glad you called because the more people who share, you know, the more people know what's going on. And
yeah,
they can jump on board.
I just know when I was going through difficult times, you know, you tend to want to shrink back and hide yourself away. And those were the times mostly that I felt like I had to be there. I had to be present. And that's when I noticed the speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
And the more able to cope. And it was just amazing.
You know, I went through years like this where I was in my own little box and I didn't know how to get out of it. If you keep running around in your own cycles, in your own circles, and it's like somebody threw you into this maze, and you keep running around and say, there must be a door out of here. And you know, it seems like endless because you're looking for the door.
Yeah, actually, exactly. When people start looking for a door, then they're ready for what this network is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that it works and you see what it's doing for you, then you just keep on it. Keep up with it.
You have to be
keep
patient.
Moving.
You have to be patient, though. See, you know, this is where, Don, this is where the idea of faith comes in, because you've got to find something. These changes don't happen right away. In fact, I remember I had a teacher that used to talk about the theory of reversibility. And what he said was, when you started to change, when you actually started to change, you would hit a point, and then you would go back into your old cycle.
Well, what is faith?
Huh?
You know what faith is.
Faith is...
Faith is... It just hit me. I think faith is knowing the power of love.
Well, I think faith.
I think that's what it is.
I think faith is finding something in the world,
or knowing
that's working, and that you believe that it is actually working, so you hang in with it. And the initial stages of hanging in with it, you may not have an experience right away, but you hang in with it because it's worked for other people, or you have some reason to believe it's going to work for you. So you got to hang in with it to see if it does. I mean, there are so many things in the world. There's so many people saying, do this, do that, this will help you, do our technique, get into our program, do our therapy, do our this, do our that. And how do you know which one's going to work? I mean, some people do sometimes have to reach out for something outside of themselves to get back to the place inside of themselves. And it's hard to know where to reach. So faith is where you find something you can reach towards, and you believe strongly enough it'll work, and you hang with it. Because it may not work right away. It may take a month or 2 months or even a year.
Sometimes it starts with just looking at the beauty in everything, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes really that's if you're not seeing the doors or something, and you just... something's lacking in your life, just start looking at everything in a different light. Start seeing the beauty in it, and maybe things start clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it's just so, so, so beautiful. Regardless of what your government's doing, it's beautiful out there. We can keep it that way if we choose to. Again, it's a choice. And if we choose to, we got to take the responsibility of being heard. And that means, you know, looking at these messes that are within us and outside of us on this earth right here, right now, and addressing them. I think it's important.
Do we have Doug in the background now?
Actually, he's sitting quietly.
Is he actually listening to us?
He's in the Lotus Zen Alpha Beta Quan position.
Well, give him the phone and have him confess his shadow side.
I don't think he'll do that. I mean, it's not that he won't.
No, well, we can't violate his free will. But I thought it would be interesting.
I have something I could share with you.
Huh.
Here's the shadow side. Once in a while, I actually, you know, I want us all to make it. Everybody. Every single one. Including Bush and the Cheneys and the people behind them and those entities behind them. You know, all of them really need to come on home. What do you think, Wynn?
And are you saying that...
I think this is time for...
they're an extension of your shadow side, right?
No, I don't think so.
Actually,
in the end, they're an extension of God's everything,
I would say that...
I guess everything in one respect, if you want to take it on the continuum on up,
yeah.
You could say that, anything that isn't of the purest light is our shadow side.
Yeah, well, I would say that part of the collective of humanity has given them permission to exist on some level.
Could be.
And so they're an extension of the collective shadow. Doing its worst manifestation. In other words, if that wasn't there, they wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I mean, people...
Well, the power of a prayer again, you know?
Yeah.
The power of a prayer. It all starts with the asking, the praying. You know, you can sit back. Folks, Look, believe me, I'm not the kind of person that ever thought a million years that I'd be a guy who would meditate and pray before he eats. Not pray as in any dogmatic type prayer, but just acknowledge that I thank, instantly knowing that you're really thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see that, you take that into your life. And, you know, I never would have believed I'd do that, and I find myself doing that because I understand now the power of good intention and prayer and group energy. So if we really take the time to use that, and it's free. That's the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. Everybody likes something that's free. you're getting the gold spoon on a silver platter free. And some people just don't see it. Anyways, start looking. It's
so
there.
Let us
go
in the light. And this is the point of our show where you guys, even though you haven't phoned us, can still participate. Some of you are sitting in next to your computer saying, what the hell are these guys talking about? Are they loony? Who is this? I can't change life. I'm stuck. Who feels that way? I'm sure there's people that feel that way. You know what? Don't judge yourself for feeling that way, because I certainly have felt that way many times in my life. But consider the possibility, just the possibility, that you could unstick yourself, that you do exist on the other side of the veil, that you could, things could change. And the strongest power in the universe is intention. So it's your intention. If you're feeling like nothing can change, it won't. But if you can intend, you can start to rearrange yourself. You can start to recreate yourself. You can start to get help from these energies on the other side that are just waiting for you to do that. And you set it in action, and you'll get some kind of confirmation that it's real, and that it's not just hokey. But try it. Experiment. You know, this is something, please go read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, or go to my website, or request my questions and answers with the Elohim. And
we got to hurry.
We got to go. Karen, are you there?
I'm still here.
So,
is it okay if I stay on the line?
Yeah, you can stay on the line. In fact, you could call in the light. You want to call in the light?
Oh, we'd love that.
No, thanks.
Okay, Wynn, carry away.
Go ahead, Karen.
What?
You want to call in the light, Karen? She's getting nervous. I better do it.
Okay.
All right. Karen's been coming in on the conference call, so she knows how we do this. And this is the time where we imagine that we can merge ourselves in the point that we all exist beyond the veil. So if you don't believe it's true, just believe it might be true. And while we do this, notice really carefully any changes in your space, in your feelings, how your body feels. Notice if you feel a chill or a goosebump. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and each person in our audience that wishes it, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We see that light moving through our bodies, radiating from the galactic center, and we allow it to move through and open up those areas of darkness and shadow where we've been hurt, where we've been sick. We allow it to move through and lift those energies and transform us. And we allow those higher groups operating in the highest good of all concerned energy to work with us, if we so choose, if you want to allow that, and help us. And we send this light to our entire planet and to the solar system and to those who are plotting evil and hurt, that they might feel it and make better decisions. And we just hold this energy for a moment. We also send it to Hildy, Don's mom, for healing. Hildy, let that light in and just let those higher beings work with you. You are a beautiful being. And notice when we stop, notice in the silence the energy that rushes in. Just listen. And on that note, we have another Saturday night of the Don and Wynn Show.
Well, thank you very much. And Karen, thank you for calling in. You know we love you.
Thank you, guys.
You're
the
doing
next time.
Wonderful. Until the next time, Wynn, much love, my old friend.
Thank you.
And to our audience, we'll have our next show up in moments.
Who's coming up next, Don?
Well, you don't know?
Fred Bell.
That's right.
Dr. Bell.
Dr. Fred Bell.
Hi, Dr. Bell, if you're listening. Have a wonderful show, and we love you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.